Now the lady had a donkey that everyone admired. Temporarily lazy and permanently tired. A leg at every corner, balancing his head. And a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, "We've underrated it. Why not train it?" Then they took a rag. They rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it. Got it to the post, and when they started, dropped the slag. There was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it. Hogan, Logan, and everyone in town. Lined up, attacking it, and shoving it, and smacking it. They might as well have tried to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them. Winking, blinking, and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day the lady's donkey ran the half-mile race. The muscles of the mighty never known to flinch. They couldn't budge the donkey a quarter of an inch. The lady lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with the grip just like a Scotsman on a five-pound note. Starter Carter, he lined up with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was Will and Den. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. It started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it and shushing it. Hogan, Logan and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it and grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed, hee-ha! The Whigs and Conservatives, the Radical Superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place. Stood there in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. The crowd began to cheer it, then Rafferty the judge. He came to assist them, but still it wouldn't budge. The jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen Fagen was students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley pushing it, shoving it, shushing it. Hogan, Logan, and all of Ballygrew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second Ellis Skillens and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookies threw aside, they all committed suicide. Well, the day the Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.